But as far as the other, the, you know, man's idea of, you know, how do we touchstone this fellow? We want to try him like we try silver. Well, how are we going to get the truth out of him? What's he got hidden inside? Let's lay it all bare. How do we do that? Let's hurt him. That's what we think. Let's hurt him. I don't know that that's what the scripture meant. And like I said, these words are true and faithful. No more death. No more sorrow. Write it down. I'm making everything new. All the old stuff, the old ways, this old world, it's all passing away. And he said to me, verse 6, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are they that hunger after life eternal, for they shall drink freely. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. It's defined right there. It is the beginning and the end. All-encompassing, front and back. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son, and she. But as it is said, as Christ taught, in heaven, in the kingdom, they neither marry nor give in marriage, for they are equal to the angels. They do not do such things. No more need. There's no more of that. No more male and female, so he is gender neutral. Don't take it in the wrong way, ladies. There's no need. We will all be God's sons. And you know, if you think about it, a lot of women's liberation and thoughts, it was trying to make women equal with men. And in a lot of things, when they go into politics, they try to be more like men. And it's not right in the carnal world that women should become like men. It's a shame that they would lose the virtues they have, because a lot of times what they do is they imitate the worst that is in man. Ambition, cruelty, single-mindedness of evil. A lot of times they imitate the nature of the masculine, which is least desirable. In fact, when women first got involved in voting and politics, that was the argument that women would bring something different to the table. And I'm not saying they don't. But ultimately, they sought equality, and God is saying, hey, in Christ there is neither male nor female. And neither male nor female, so that he is arbitrary. It's gender neutral. In Christ we are called to lay aside, you know, racial differences. There's neither Jew nor Greek. And also sexual differences. There is neither male nor female in the kingdom. We are called away from all those things. And so when we think of the new heavens and the new earth, don't think of sexuality and sexual differences. It's absolutely carnal. We will inherit all things, everything that is God's. He's going to say, this is yours. And notice, it's he that overcometh. That means all of us, we share in it. I mean, it is a communal thing. We all own everything. In a lot of utopian societies, they've wanted to do that, but with man, it just does not work, because man is sinful, man is greedy, man will do things that destroy and ruin attempts at such things, you know, such communities. You know, I know there are communities, you know, the Amish, I mean, you think they never have problems with rape and murder, and they do. They aren't just these idyllic, perfect communities just because, hey, they're living in the past, right? But in the past, we had murders, you know. In the past, we had other things. Cramming religion down children's throats does not make them pious, necessarily. I suppose it can, but it can have other effects less desirable. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him. And at this point, in the new heaven and the new earth, we will have been with Christ for 1,000 years, and we will be truly ready for this eternal state. This is the heavenly Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. This is the heaven, quote unquote, that everyone looks for. Even though at the resurrection we have obtained our resurrection, even at that point there's still yet more promises to be obtained. Right? For these words are faithful and true. This is a promise. The promised kingdom that is going to last 1,000 years and have it a rebellion again is going to come to an end, and then there will be a new one that will never end. Because all things that are wicked will be removed permanently. And I can't imagine that inheriting all things and that God is going to have some little corner somewhere. Because if it exists, then it's ours. Then it's our hell. We own it too. It isn't just God holding people down in there. Then it's our hell. We'll help him administer it forever and ever, if such a place exists. And we would. We would have to see to it that the flames never go out. We would have to see to it that the torment never ceases. I'm sorry to labor the point, but I really want to push it because I just don't think it works. I can tell you that I have long thirsted for life. I want to live. I do not want to die. I love every good thing that is in life. Not in this life, in the sinful desires and the covetousness of the flesh. But I really like to be alive. And I would like to know the answers to all of the questions. And to be there in that city and to see the God that is God. And to know him even as I am known. The thought of missing that, or the thought that that might not be real, is unthinkable to me. Well, it is thinkable. It is thinkable, but I mean by that, I don't want to believe that. I can't give myself to believing it. And I'm thankful that God has given me enough faith to pursue it, because not all have faith. So blessed are you who have faith to pursue this kingdom, to pursue the water of life. Are you thirsty? This world and the fashion of it is passing away, but something more wonderful. You know, we look at this world, we think of the things we're attached to, our toys, our cars, video games, movies, all that stuff. It's like children playing with sticks and stones. Moving their little men about compared to what God has prepared. Truly, it will seem childish.